Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Tuesday morning. Just want to check, make sure everybody's still here, right? Everybody's still here following the eclipse. Nobody got raptured. Nobody got abducted by aliens. Nobody got transposed into another dimension or sucked into the earth. Everybody's fine, right? Nobody went blind. Nobody stared directly into it. Everybody's cool. Everybody's okay. All right. All right. I mean, it was fun. It was fun having a day where everybody was in a good mood and lighthearted and waiting for the chance to go out and stare up at the sky. Things weren't too serious. It was just, you know, one of those things that brings everybody together. One common shared experience that everybody across the globe, well, you know, everybody that could see it anyway, kind of had in common. Of course, there's still the dumb conspiracy theories and stupid things that are shared out there, like the caller mentioned yesterday with Marjorie Taylor Greene and all that. But for the most part, everybody just had fun. And that's what some of the news networks were doing, too. Now, if you watch Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, they do a great job of roasting news broadcasters who do the goofy things, you know, like when they wear a Halloween costume or they dress up in green for St. Patrick's Day or, you know, all that dumb little stuff that they do. They always do a great job of roasting those. And I honestly think that some of those news people now do that stuff, hoping like, hey, maybe we'll get on John Oliver if we do this. But, you know, it's all in fun. But apparently yesterday, CNN had two of its anchors dressed up, and I didn't see the clip. I didn't see what the bit was all about. But apparently they had one anchor dressed up as the sun and one anchor dressed up as the moon. And they were at an eclipse viewing party broadcasting from there. Now, CNN dedicated hours to the eclipse yesterday. I didn't watch it, but I saw, you know, leading into it, they were promoting it. So this was going to be a big deal broadcast for them. And usually the stuff that goes on during the day until you get to like 3, 4, 5 in the afternoon, it's a lot of just repeated things over and over again. They wait for the bigger anchors to come in for their, and you know, the stories that they've been working on all day, they're ready to bring them to air by 4 or 5 p.m. So you get a lot of that lighthearted stuff anyway during the day. They've been trying to have a morning show type format that hasn't worked, and you know, but that's the idea. And that's the idea with most newscasts. So I don't think it's that big of a deal to have a couple of your anchors dress up as the sun and the moon during an eclipse. But there are people who are like, see, this is why people don't take the news seriously. And it doesn't matter, by the way. I'm just mentioning CNN because that's something that somebody shared a photo of. But it could be any news outlet that does this. And it doesn't have anything to do with what you think of that news outlet's politics or reporting or biases. I'm just talking about how you can do that and it doesn't erode the trust of the reporting. As much as some people like to say, well, this is why nobody trusts the news media anymore. No, people don't trust the news media because people constantly say you shouldn't trust the news media. Even when the news media is reporting things that are trustworthy. And that's not always the case. But do you think, you know, ABC6 is trying to push an agenda in their coverage of the local, you know, Providence and South Coast and Rhode Island news? So every once in a while, they're going to do something goofy. I don't think that doing a goofy thing now and then erodes that trust. If Walter Cronkite had dressed up as Santa Claus on Christmas to deliver the news, I don't think people would have tuned in on December 26th and said, well, I can't trust this guy anymore. Is it dumb? Yes. Do you roll your eyes and cringe at it? Yes. Does it erode trust? No, I don't think so. And I don't think it makes people, you know, not trust those anchors because one time they dressed up as the sun and the moon. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
There was an interesting, I saw a number of the broadcasts yesterday covering the eclipse, and I did see the two news people, one dressed as the sun and one dressed as the moon. It was actually pretty funny. It was a funny, very funny bit because the outfits they were wearing were gigantic, so you just started laughing right away. But I was on watching ABC for a while, and you know they were kind of going from Dallas to Niagara Falls, like, you know, one stop after another every half an hour. And some of the news people were having these cathartic experiences, and it was really bizarre. It was like they'd never been out of the newsroom or something, or never been out of New York City, and were suddenly like, oh, my God, the world is so different. You know, I don't know what's going on. I didn't realize that there was this moon that could block the sun. I was just really bizarre. Like, come on. The sun goes down every night, and it comes up every morning, or, you know, in rotation. But I think the worst one was Sonny Hostin from The View yesterday. He was sort of comparing, they were, you know, doing their little shtick, and they were comparing notes on different weather events and the earthquake that just happened in New York area. And then she, you know, sort of talked about the eclipse, and then she was like, well, see, all of this global warming or global climate change is a real problem. And even The View people were looking at her going, this has nothing to do with global climate change. So I don't know. So it's just very bizarre yesterday watching. It was just better to go outside and watch it.
Yeah, I get it with some of the news people because, like, you have to kind of justify why you're spending so many hours covering the eclipse. I mean, you know, management says, hey, this is what we're doing because we know people will tune in for it. And then the reporters are stuck standing there being like, okay, let me try to make this exciting. So they have to kind of manufacture some of that. But you can do that in a way where it doesn't come across as disingenuous.
Right. No, some of them were just, I think, surprised and had never experienced it. And they were young. Some of the reporters on ABC looked like they were 19 or 22 years old, you know. So, I think when you've got someone that tries to editorialize it and turn it into a political agenda, it was kind of funny. So,
all right. Thank you for
anyway.
The call.
Yep.
You have a good day.
You too.
And that is kind of one of the funny things about it is, you know, people assign things to this eclipse. And as if, you know, as if we've never had one before, as if we'll never have one again. People try to assign meaning to it. You know, and I'm not just talking about the, you know, the Marjorie Taylor Greene tweets. I'm talking about, like, people who are into metaphysical stuff. That were like saying how, well, we have an eclipse happening during Mercury retrograde, and that means that this is this alignment of business. Okay. But also, It's just the sun passing, the moon passing between the earth and the sun. It's fine. You know, people that were concerned, all of a sudden our electronics are all going to fail us. No, they're not. Because of what? Because you didn't see the sun for 2 minutes? You go hours without seeing the sun. Sometimes you go days without seeing the sun. We went through most of the month of March without seeing the sun. So it's not, there's no recipe for disaster because the sun's going to be blocked out for 2 minutes. Does it get a little weird? Yes. Do owls hoot for 2 minutes? Yes. Do roosters crow when the moon moves back away from the sun? I think so. So, like, fine. It's weird, but we understand what's going on. You know, we're not cave people looking up at the sky and thinking we need to go sacrifice one of our family members now because the gods are angry at us. The gods are going to take away our sun if we don't go and sacrifice someone. This is a common celestial event. Uncommon for us because we don't usually get to see one to that level of totality here in New England. We just, our weather doesn't really help us, even when we are in the path. But yesterday, everything worked out so we could see it. And across the United States, we had a lot of people that were able to see it. So it certainly was special, but it also wasn't really all that special. So people that were assigning things to it were just using it as something to use to push their agenda, no matter what it was. You know, I was reading something that somebody posted where they said, you know, an eclipse is a sign of trying to move all the things in your life out of the way that are blocking. Okay, if you wanna put that on it, sure. If you want to use that as a motivator to say, I'm going to move all the things out of my way that are blocking my path in life, and that's what gets you to that point, great, use it. Sure, absolutely. But that's not what it means. What it means is that three celestial objects were in alignment for a couple of minutes. And one made the other one harder to see. That's what happened yesterday. Anything else that we assign to it after that comes from us. It doesn't come from the sun. It doesn't come from the moon. It doesn't come from even God. If God wants you to change your life, he's not going to wait for the eclipse for you to do that. So if you missed out on a chance yesterday to start your life over, you don't have to wait 20 years for the next total solar eclipse to be able to do that. You can do that right now. But I just think people want to find meaning in things. And that's why we used to have these stories and legends that developed around things. That's why Metacom looked up at the sky and saw an eclipse and said, well, that must mean I have to go to war against the colonists. And thus began King Philip's War. It wasn't the moon that told Metacom to start this war with the colonists. He wanted to start the war with the colonists. He was just looking for something that would justify his thinking. And I think that's what a lot of people try to do with what happened yesterday. They try to use it as a way to justify something that they already thought. So if you thought it was a sign that, you know, the world is heading in the wrong direction, oh, we have an eclipse because we're heading in the wrong direction. No, we have an eclipse because that's the direction that we were heading in. Literally the direction that we were heading in caused the eclipse. The direction of the earth and the moon and the sun. Well, not the sun. Sun's staying still. So all the other extraneous stuff, It doesn't need the eclipse. And that being said, if people wanted to have a little fun in covering it, there's nothing wrong with that. Those journalists that were dressed up as, and by the way, they're anchors. Anchors have a lot of leeway in my mind. You know, if they had reporters that were dressed up in that way, and it was for more than just to get a laugh, then I would be concerned. But they're anchors. That's what anchors do. They have that dumb banter between each other that makes us roll our eyes. But then their job is just to bring us from one story to the next. They're basically just MCs. They're there to foster, you know, the overall sense of what the reporting is. So if for one day they're going to dress up goofy, that's fine. If I watch, storm coverage and I see somebody out there, you know, jumping in the snow and making snow angels, I don't lose respect for them as a meteorologist. It's just a goofy, dumb thing that they do, and then I just roll my eyes. But when that's your job, sometimes you got to have a little fun. Trust me, I worked in the newsroom here. You got to have a little fun sometimes to break it all up. Speaking of fun, that's what we try to have here, 508-996-0500. You can also send app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Right now, though, I'm going to take my first break of this hour. We'll be back in just a few moments. Tomorrow we'll be broadcasting live from Country Whip in Acushnet. Hopefully you'll come on by and have some of their new coffee with us and some of their delicious baked goods and different breakfast items that they have. And we'll have a great Seize the Deal going on sale for you tomorrow morning as well. So it'll be fun to be out there broadcasting from Country Whip tomorrow morning, 6 to 9. Come on by, hang out with us. And of course, poor Phil Devitt will be back here in the studio. But maybe I'll bring you back some funky fries. Although probably not the ones with the ice cream on it because it'll melt by the time I get here. But all right, let's go into the newsroom now and get all the headlines of the day with Phil Devitt.
A plan to dismiss student loan debt for millions of Americans. Trump's hush money trial staying put. And a Star Trek legend weighs in on the eclipse.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Biden is laying out a new plan to forgive student loan debt. While visiting Madison, Wisconsin yesterday, Biden announced a set of actions he says would benefit tens of millions of Americans.
But Republicans say taxpayers who did not go to college or already paid back their loans should not have to bail out the 13% of Americans with federal student debt.
That's NBC's Gabe Gutierrez. Part of the plan is forgiving unpaid interest for individuals who now owe more on their loans than they originally borrowed. The plan would also forgive some debt for borrowers who've carried their loans for decades. It's the latest attempt by Biden to cancel student debt after the Supreme Court blocked his sweeping cancellation plan last year. The administration plans to propose the new regulations for public comment in the coming months, and it's expected to face legal challenges. The Justice Department is refusing to turn over recordings of President Biden's interview about his improper handling of classified documents. Brian Shook with more.
House Republicans set Monday as the deadline for Attorney General Merrick Garland to release the records or possibly face a contempt of Congress charge. The interview has become a lightning rod after former special counsel Robert Hur called Biden an elderly man with a poor memory. Garland is refusing to turn over the recordings because he believes the GOP wants them for political reasons. I'm Brian Shook.
Former President Trump will not get a change of venue for his upcoming hush money trial. An appeals court did not agree with his lawyer's argument that he cannot get a fair jury in New York in a Monday ruling. Trump is charged with falsifying business records in an effort to cover up an alleged sexual encounter with Stormy Daniels. The trial is set for April 15th. It's sentencing day in Michigan for James and Jennifer Crumbly, the parents of Oxford High School shooter Ethan Crumbly. Both were convicted in separate trials on four counts of involuntary manslaughter for the November 2021 shooting deaths of four students, and they'll be sentenced together. They face a maximum sentence of 15 years in prison. And TV's Captain Kirk says Monday's solar eclipse captivated Americans across the nation. While viewing the eclipse at Indiana University, William Shatner said people who experienced such an event before there was a scientific explanation must have been dumbstruck.
It's the heavens are breaking, it's ominous sounds, we're all going to die, and now we realize it's not as dire as that, but it's more magical.
The Star Trek star has long been interested in astronomy, having famously traveled to the edge of our atmosphere in Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin ship.
WBSM Sports.
It's a big day for the Boston Red Sox. The 2 p.m. home opener at Fenway honoring the 20-year anniversary of the curse-ending 2004 championship team and will pay special tribute to late Red Sox pitcher Tim Wakefield and his wife, who both died recently of cancer. The game with Baltimore follows just around 2 o'clock this afternoon. The Bruins home to play the Carolina Hurricanes tonight at 7, and the Celtics on the road playing the Bucks in Milwaukee at 7:30.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. Another gorgeous day in store this morning. Mid-upper 40s, mostly clear skies. As we head into the afternoon, mostly sunny skies. Temperatures quite seasonable in the mid-upper 50s. The breeze out of the east, 5 to 9 miles per hour, keeping the coast much cooler. Overnight tonight, mostly cloudy, lower 40s. As we head into tomorrow, clouds will increase in the afternoon with a chance for showers. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ceci del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
That, of course, is Julian Lennon, the son of John Lennon. Too Late for Goodbyes. And I'll always remember hearing that song. It was on a Walkman that I was listening to on the school bus. And I tuned it in and I was like, oh, it's that Julian Lennon song. And I was trying to listen to it and I just kept hearing because it was not getting very good reception. And so to this day, I'll hear that song and still expect to hear the just stuck in my brain. Weird things stick in my brain, and I'm sorry, but I have to bring you along on the journey. That's the unwritten contract that we have, is if you're going to listen to the show, you never know what's going to dump out of my brain. 508-996-0500. If you would like to call in and chime in, you can also send app chat messages on the WBSM app. You can also send open line voicemails on the WBSM app. So if you're not sure how that works, by the way, the WBSM app brought to you by our friends at South Coast Towing, it's one of the many great features that we have on there. You just open up the app on your phone, you hit the open line button, and it's going to allow you to record audio. Just like you were sending a voicemail or recording a voice note or something, you record that. Then you send that over to me, and I can play it on the show. So it's like getting your phone call in when you can't make a phone call. And the great part about it is it means you can actually call, I'm using radio air quotes, at 7 o'clock at night. You can leave that open line voicemail so that I'll have it for the next morning to play. So you don't have to be even awake during the show to be able to contribute to the program. I mean, hopefully you are. But it gives you your chance to be heard no matter what. And of course, if you're at work or getting the kids ready and it's too loud in your house, whatever it may be, it gives you the opportunity to send your thoughts over when it works for you. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
And your winner, undisputed WWE heavyweight champion of the world, Cody Rhodes.
You are almost as emotional as Samantha was.
I almost was. She was choked up. Boy.
Yeah. Yeah, but you could tell it was real with her, though. You could tell she was really feeling that.
Absolutely. She was even shaking up. I mean, I saw your clip and I saw your article on New Bedford Natives there. It was pretty good because my friend Steve Langer texted me that. He shot me a picture. He goes, I knew there were some New Bedford guys because Steve used to do that. Steve, a friend of mine, used to do some wrestling around here too, New Bedford and stuff like that. So, yeah, how did you think about the show? It was great.
I thought WrestleMania was great. I thought last night was a little disappointing, a little lackluster.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. You know, usually Raw the next day is pretty good. But what do you think about the, The Rock there talking to Codes there? It was almost like a 20-minute segment, and a lot of it was like just stared at each other for a while, you know?
Yeah, I think they played into the crowd a little too much, and I think that kind of threw things off for the rest of the show. But I don't know. I don't really love when they stand there and they let the crowd keep chanting, especially if the network is going to bleep it out. I cannot wait until it's on Netflix, so I hope they don't bleep it out anymore, because then you miss important things that happen because they have to bleep out the crowd. And stop swearing. Like, if you're sitting in the crowd, stop swearing, because they're going to bleep it out and you ruin it for everybody else. Like, it's just stupid.
Yeah.
But I want to know what The Rock gave Cody.
Yeah. He put in his hand there. It's like, and they didn't show anything. And it should be small enough that nobody can see that, you know?
And when you think about it, we don't know what he whispered in Cody's ear, after the Royal Rumble. We don't know what he whispered in his ear. We don't know what he put in his hand. And we don't know why he broke his heart. So this is long-term storytelling, and they're doing a good job of it. They're getting people intrigued.
Yeah, for a while. I like the Money in the Bank. Priest turned his card in, and McIntyre was the champion for like 5 minutes.
Yep.
CM Punk turned on it. I mean, it was great, because that was a good one right there. I like that.
And now you're setting up, you're going to have a great match with Jey Uso and Damian Priest, and just seems like there's a lot of potential storyline and new storylines here, stuff that's not the same old, same old.
Yeah, and it's good because there's other things there, and, you got Seth Rollins losing the title, and now you got Roman Reigns finally losing, and maybe see what happens with him. I heard sometimes he might be going through some medical stuff again as well, Roman Reigns.
Yeah, so I guess I think McAfee made that line about how he was battling leukemia, you know, at that moment. I don't think I haven't seen anything that says that he's actively battling it. I think he was just speaking in general, like, you know, you're never cured of leukemia, even if it's in remission. It's just in remission.
Yeah.
So I think that might have been his point.
Yeah, about Paul Heyman's speech at the Hall of Fame. Was that crazy?
Yeah, that was very good. Why it was first, I don't know. But it should have been last. But that's, I guess, The Rock wanted his grandmother last.
I guess so. I put that speech about him and him and swearing, and then you had Stephen McMahon coming out and putting the ECW hat on and stuff like that. And
yeah, it was a very well done weekend. I don't know if you've heard, but it's a new era. They've only said it about a million times.
A new era, right? But then they brought in Cena, Undertaker, and then to kind of, and The Rock, kind of like to help out issue the new era, because I think Stone Cold should have been in that spot, but The Undertaker kind of surprised me.
And I think that's why they went with Undertaker, for a couple of reasons. One, because, you know, it surprised everybody when they were expecting it to be Austin. And two, I think the other part of that, too, is, you know, he represents, if you know, like, what it is all about, he represents the locker room. Like, he's the all-time locker room leader. So he kind of represents everybody that is, you know, that's like, of everybody that's kind of stood against the bloodline, having him stand against the bloodline is that big moment. So I see what they were trying to do there.
And two, with the bong, and then he goes black, and then all of a sudden he appears right in the ring, right behind The Rock, where Stone Cold would have to come maybe down the ramp, running to the ring. Well, that was well done, too, because it hits his boom, and all of a sudden goes back black, and he's right behind The Rock, like, gets a choke slam.
Now, I don't know if he can hear me, but Phil Devitt was there. Our Phil Devitt was actually there at WrestleMania. So let's get Phil on. Phil, what was it like in the arena as that main event was wrapping up on Sunday night?
Well, just thinking about The Undertaker coming out, I've never witnessed or been a part of a bigger explosion of enthusiasm in my life. It was just, the place went nuts. You can tell watching it on TV, but it was absolutely electric in there because everybody's wondering at that point in the night, it's 3-4 hours in, who's coming? And among the crowd I was there with, nobody expected Undertaker to show up. It just, for some reason, it wasn't in the cards. So that was a huge, huge moment. But the whole night was crazy. It was just bigger than life.
So, yeah. So there you go, Paul. See, from somebody who was there.
Absolutely.
All right. Well,
I'm glad the wrestling's coming, becoming popular, because they're breaking records as far as shows and people attend. I think 41% more viewership this year than last WrestleMania.
But they're doing things right. They're getting people interested. They're not making it so that you feel embarrassed to be a fan of it anymore. And there's a difference between what they're doing now and the popularity that it had in the Attitude Era, because now it's a product that you can show, you know, a much wider range of people. So the Attitude Era was kind of a PG-13 product. This is attracting people across the board. But I got to hold you there because I got to take a break. But thank you for the call. You have a good day.
Thank you, guys. Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.
And I do have to take a break, but we can talk more wrestling. We can talk more WrestleMania. By the way, I get it. I'm so excited that they're using the phrase pro wrestling again instead of sports entertainment, but also stop saying pro wrestling. Like, they're just doing it too much now. We get it. Let it be natural. You don't have to force it down our throats. You know, little small things to complain about. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few moments. Welcome back. And one of my favorite things about that song is that it wasn't hip to use the word hip when that song came out. Nobody was really saying hip anymore. Nobody was really saying square anymore. That made the song even funnier to me. Anyway, 508-996-0500. If you are heading out this morning, it's already starting to warm up. It's going to be about 65 degrees today with the sun out. It's going to be a nice day. Why not get out and start your day off with some breakfast? Stop by Just Another Phoenix on Fawns Corner Road in North Dartmouth and have something delicious to start your day, whether it be one of their creative, unique specials or whether it be one of their regular everyday menu items. Because even their regular everyday menu items are a step above. You know, they have fantastic home fries, which is one of the ways that I base my judgment of a breakfast place is on the quality of their home fries. And they have some of the best around. They have things like cheese rolls that instead of just stuffing with cheese or linguica and cheese, you can stuff with anything that you want. They'll put whatever you want in a cheese roll. And they have omelets. They have pancakes. They have French toast. All kinds of great things. And it's all available both in the restaurant. And if you go and eat in the restaurant today, being Tuesday, seniors get coffee included with their breakfast. But you can also get their full menu through the drive-thru window. So if you don't have time to sit down and have that breakfast at Just Another Phoenix on Fawns Corner Road in North Dartmouth, you can get it to go and take it wherever it is that you need to be. No excuse not to start the day off with a great hearty breakfast from Just Another Phoenix. Again, Fawns Corner Road in North Dartmouth, and follow them on Facebook so you can get all of their specials and every other special thing they have to report to you each and every day. All right, 508-996-0500. You can also use App Chat on the WBSM app to send us messages, as CC in New Bedford did, who puts that he lives in scummy New Bedford. I mean, you can already tell where this is going. Who cares about wrestling, big soap opera, fake ass, and then I'm not going to use the other word that he put here. Please don't use words that are inappropriate for radio in your App Chat messages. Should report more on crimes, drug arrests in the dark city. Downtown looks like Night of the Living Dead. Clean it up. Mayor needs to do his job. Hold on. There's more here. I don't want to deprive anybody of this Shakespearean level of analysis here. Mayor needs to do his job or move on, but the pay must be good, though. Okay. Well, let me break that down a little bit. We do report on the crime that happens. We're not going to sit here and talk for four hours every morning about it, but we do report on it. Also, the mayor comes in here to answer these questions. He should be in tomorrow with Chris in the 11 o'clock hour. You can tune in then and call in with questions that you have for him. And in terms of wrestling, we just talked about how it's at its most popular of all time. Breaking records in terms of attendance, box office, interest. So a lot of people care about wrestling. And we'll always talk about it here from time to time. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for pro wrestling. That's how I got started here. So it will always have a special place on this program. Are we going to do 3 hours on it? No. But it's going to come up from time to time. And after the biggest event of the year, in which we had local people taking part, a Westport guy who owns a shop in New Bedford on stage at WrestleMania, a New Bedford native in the center of the ring announcing every match over the two nights, and of course, our own Phil Devitt being there in attendance. Yes, we're going to talk about it. If you don't like that, turn off the radio for a couple of minutes and come back after a few, because we're not going to talk about it the whole time. Never want to force anybody to listen to anything that they don't like. But I also will always tell you, you know, I have radio ADD. We're going to change topics from 1 minute to the next, and you never know where we'll go. Where I'm going to go right now, though, is to my final commercial break of this hour. We'll be back in a few moments.
Ain't got no regrets. I ain't losing track of which way I'm going. I ain't gonna double back, no. Don't want no misplay. Put on no display. An angel, no, but I know my way. Oh, yeah. Oh. I used to follow. Yeah, that's true. But my following days are over. Now I just gotta follow through. And I remember what my father said. He said, son, life is simple. It's either cherry red or midnight blue. Oh.
Welcome back. And we just have a few seconds here before we're going to be going into the newsroom. We will get all of the ABC news at the top of the hour. And then Phil Devitt has all of your South Coast news. And then when we come back, right at the start.